Six Nations elected council believe increased funding in the MTO First Nations Road Program is needed to manage Six Nations roads and bridges. The MTO First Nations Road Program offers annual funding to First Nations communities for its expenses related to roads and bridge maintenance during a calendar year. The 2022 allocation of funding from the program came in the amount of $551,400 that was approved by Six Nations elected council during Tuesday's general finance meeting. Six Nations Director of Public Works, Michael Montour, detailed how the program works and what is needed from Six Nations elected council to receive the funding.
This is an approval for a reporting mechanism. So we get annual funding for the calendar year from the Ministry of Transportation of Ontario. The amount we get is $551,400 total. And in order to get this operation maintenance money, we need to claim actual expenses in that year, and they need to be double that funding amount. So we track all the different things we do throughout the year as far as construction and anything like roadside cutting, cold patching, anything to do with our roads. And the expense that we had this calendar year is in the resolution. It's $1,750,870. So that's just a reporting requirement to get this annual operation and maintenance funding to Six Nations.
Chief Mark Hill spoke on further advocacy being needed to increase funding in future years.
This is actually part of even, I would say, our further advocacy work that we have to do politically in order to see, as many repairs and resurfacing done for our roads. As we know, roads has been quite an issue. Over this past season, obviously going into the spring, they're not going to get any better. So we got to obviously, double, triple this funding in order to do this, these roads in a one-time kind of manner. So Mike, I guess maybe what we can do is touch base off the line to further discuss how we can politically come up with an action plan on where we can, put some more pressure on.
Montour then spoke on the lack of increases in funding that he's seen in the program since he began as Director of Public Works.
It was quite static for quite a while, but I believe in 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, it did increase by about 150K. I've seen one increase in my time here in 11 years. So I know that came after a lot of advocacy from the political table. So maybe that's something to put on the docket.
Councillor Hazel Johnson agreed that funding needs to be increased and that Six Nations should consider what types of road repairs are being done to improve road conditions based on community need rather than cost.
So I think we should always say that we're going for the highest quality of road by, not having to take something less than, but do it to the higher degree of improvement. So it really leaves you wondering how the government can even compare this little bit of money and haven't given a raise only once in 11 years. And this amount that they're handing over is less than what it would cost Six Nations to fix one road to the degree of being a real good road.
Councillor Nathan Wright suggested that maybe industrial-sized trucks using roads on Six Nations should pay a toll when entering the territory.
A lot of it has to do with the large trucks that are here. And I'm wondering if we can't look at an option for having those large trucks as they come on pay a toll. In terms of the use of the roads, because I think they're getting off and they use the res as the shortcut. Just an option to kind of look at having them also pay and contribute to the revenue source to keep the improvements.
Michael Montour spoke on road tolls and said the option could be discussed by Chief Hill with the federal government.
I think this is like a nationwide or province-wide initiative that First Nations can qualify for. I don't necessarily know what it's based off of, but in that point, to Nathan's point in regards to the damage to the roads, I know that maybe that's a good point to bring up in your conversations with the feds and the province. Well, more than the feds, about the the GRE taxes.
Exactly.
Because those truckers in the province and the federal would pay for taxes, which would go back to those roads, but that doesn't come back here, right? So
100%.
That's a great argument to be had.